We've been looking at Asma ul Husna, or the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which we recognize Him and which we adopt in our lives to be able to realize our full potential. In Surah Al-Asra or Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, in Ayah 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ إِدْ أُلَّهَا أَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ عَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we'll look at the 37th attribute as such, which is the attribute of Al-Ali, the Highest. In Surah Al-A'la, which is Surah number 87, which we will be looking at today because it best describes this ism, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off the surah by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Sabbih isma Rabbikal A'la. Glorify the name of your Rabb, the Most High. Al-Ali is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is derived from ulu, which means height or sublimity or loftiness, as opposed to lowliness. And the height referred to here is that of status. Al-Ali is high, so high that he can never be conceived nor visualized. Mind are at a loss regarding his greatness, intellects are incapable of conceiving his perfection. All other ranks are inferior to the highest. And because when we say the highest and it refers to height, and height refers to a concept of elevation, and elevation is the opposite of lowness, then it may be conceived in terms of perceptible height or level, or in terms of some sort of rational order. But everything that can be described as being above in respect of space possesses spatial highness. And everything that can be described as being above in terms of rank may be said to have a highness exceeding all others. Now, how shall I put it simplistically? It means when I say Al-Ali, then if I were to look at the status, at the rank of any attribute, anywhere that I looked, of any other created being, I should know that Al-Ali has a rank higher above it. Always above it. He's the one above whose status there is none at all, and everything in existence is under his control. Remember when this ayah was revealed, the Prophet said, put it in your sujood. That is why we say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. It's taken from this ayah, Sabbih isma Rabbikal A'la. Let's look at the surah, for it best describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rank of Al-Ali. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Sabbih isma Rabbikal A'la. Glorify the name of your Rabb, the Most High. Incidentally, this surah is beneficial to be able to retain information, to ensure that your memory is, inverted brackets, powerful. Sabaha is to praise or glorify. It is related to sabaha, which means to swim, to flow with, to float. Submission is the state of the Muslim. He surrenders to the all-pervading reality, to swim in the thoughts of Allah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, glorify, swim in the attributes of your Rabb, live in them, Al-A'la, the Most High, always aim for the highest. Rabb is really an attribute of Allah as well, and that of Rububiyyah, which indicates cherisher, nourisher, and sustainer. And then he says why he is the Most High, Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa, who creates then makes complete. He has created and given creation all its needs to achieve its intended destiny, which is to glorify and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والذي قدر فحدا, and he who makes all that exists according to a measure, then guides them to their goal. Isn't that enough to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi? He has everything in existence is according to a measure and a balance. The knowledge of that measure is the beginning of hidayah, which is guidance. Just look around us. We look anywhere around us at physical creation. We see that everything is in an intricate balance. وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى, it is he who brings forth the herbage. فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى, then turns it into russet stubble. مَرْعَى means pasture. Even the earth's adornments perform tasbih, and that is why pasture grows in seasonal cycles. From one season to the next, the herbage is transformed from green living pasture to dusty dried up stalks, but at every phase the cycle is based upon tasbih. And then he says, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى, we will make you recite so that you shall not forget. The knowledge of reality is a high resting place. As we move along experiencing inner openings, we may occasionally have doubts and fears, but we are reassured here that if we recite his words, there is no forgetfulness. Forgetfulness only comes when there is ghafla, when there is heedlessness. And ghafla comes when there is no khashya, when there is no fear of transgressing the limits. The most important thing is remembrance. That is, of what is already here to be remembered. It's important to understand this. Illa ma sha Allah, except what Allah wills. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى, indeed he knows what is manifest and what is hidden. Allah knows all the manifestations, what appears and what is hidden, what is visible as knowledge and what is invisible. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَ, and we will ease your way to a state of ease. He says we will put the human being on the path of ease. Yusra means prosperity. Comes from yasara, meaning to be easy. This is guidance. The path of ease is the path of no resistance, the path of submission. It is the human being's fault if we put ourselves into a state of loss. And then he says, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّفْعَةِ الذِّكْرَ, remind yourself, for certainly reminder is of benefit. Remind yourself of his perfection and nobody else's. His being the highest in rank in everything and nobody else's. To continually remind ourselves, to continually say, Ya Ali. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى, he who has fear will heed. He who has khashya, khashya is fear of transgression, and fear of increasing the fire in which he himself is burning, or she herself is burning, is the one who will remember. The wanting, the need to be close to him, and therefore realizing our full potential, reaching higher and higher and higher. وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى, the ashqa, the most unfortunate ones, will avoid this remembrance. These are the ones who will be flung in the great fire. See, ashqa is the one who is troubled, unfortunate, shattered in misery and anguish. They will be unable to heed it and remember, and so will be made to suffer even more. And this means that by his or her ignorance and heedlessness, they are now feeding the small fire. If there is a great fire, then a small one must exist too. And those who are in inner torment are in it. It's important to have this paradigm shift, to move away from this torment and go towards him, the Ali, the Most High. And Allah says, in this torment, ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى, they will neither die therein nor live. There is neither life nor death in the fire. It's a nebulous intermediate dimension. But insan wants certainty and clarity. Certainty and clarity only come with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, he is successful, grows in purity. Again we come to our tazkiyatun nafs. Successfulness is in tazkiyatun nafs, being able to purify oneself. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى, and remembers the name, the attribute of his Rabb, and prays. The name is an indication. the signpost from within that gives the discrimination to see clearly whether we will enter further into a state of loss, whether we'll be more attached, more connected, more fearful, more insecure. By the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we avoid what brings us into loss and therefore have found a direction. If every time we feel attached or connected or fearful to something or someone and we remember, no, Al-Ali, he is higher than this. His greatness, his love, his wealth, everything is far more than what I am getting insecure about. But Allah says, بَلْ تُؤْفِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. But no, you prefer the life of this world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Although the next world is better and most lasting. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. Indeed, this was in the earlier books, in the earlier papers. صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. The papers, the books, the scrolls of Ibrahim and Musa. Let's try and understand Al-Ali through this surah. Please try and recite it as much as you can. Now, how do we implement this? Psychoethically, how do we put it into our lives? Well, Abdul Ali understands that the highest amongst people are those who believe themselves the lowest. He or she knows that to be Allah's Abd is the highest station to which a human being can aspire. The gift of humbleness makes him virtuous and generous, and he or she supports and helps all those around him. They're valued and considered by all as the highest amongst them. There's a wonderful hadith or a verse quoted by one who bore that name and who lived the name, one whom I call the most perfect student of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's none other than Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He addresses Allah saying, Ilahi, O my God, kafa bi izzan an akuna laka abdan. It is sufficient pride for me that I am your abd, I am your slave. وَكَفَى بِفَخْرًا أَنْ تَقُونَ لِي رَبًّا. And it is sufficient honor for me that you are my Rabb. And then he says, أَنْتَ كَمَا أُحِبُّ فَاجْعَلْنِي كَمَا تَحِبُّ. You are as I love you to be. Make me as you would love me to be. I keep this in front of my desk day in and day out. I look at it as much as I can. And to think that the sense of pride that one must have is that I am connected to him and he is my Rabb. What greater rank do I need in the world than to be called an Abida, one who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no greater need. And what greater wish would one have than to be as Allah wished me to be? That means to reach the highest of my potential. That, in essence, is one who is Abdul Ali. Now, this name benefits whoever carries it. If you write it on something and carry it with you, to recite it as often as possible. If one is not very well off, it'll make one richer. If one is troubled, it'll make one better. If you feel low, it will raise you. If you're lonely, you will soon come home to those who love you. Recite this name again and again and again. To say Ya Ali is an honor more than anything else.